Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB, as Cody salutes me.
Yes, sir. I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Somebody was asking me, was it yesterday? I think it was the day before yesterday. Hey, what do you think about this beer? I said, bitch, I'm the godfather of whiskey. Talk to the craft beer motherfucker.
What the fuck? Ask me those questions, not the whiskey guy.
Why the hell would I know that? Yeah. Sending me pictures of what you think it is. Yeah, man. Get it.
That's why I'm asking me a question about whistle pig or some shit. I don't fucking know. Ask Jermaine. No, they answer these questions.
Shit, you and your hard ass questions, whatever. Hey, man. So, do you think that the IPAs or ales or what's your take on which one might be better for you? About to get blocked,
not
sir.
Knowing that IPA is an ale. So, what am I going to get different? What are you trying to ask exactly?
Look, stay out of this, whiskey guy. I'm trying to talk to you.
That's what the A in IPA stands for, is L.
Look here, you keep interrupting us right now, whiskey dude. We trying to talk here, okay?
It's like the Instagram dude.
Oh, I see what this is.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
Y'all buddy-buddy up in this bitch.
Oh, huh? y'all conspiring together, okay. y'all at cahoots.
You know, we got a question. You might be mad at this if you're an American, but the question was, are Americans really that stupid? And after Cody just confirmed that little speech right there, the answer to that question is yes.
I keep telling you, let's go on Twitter. Look at what other countries are talking about compared to what the U.S. is talking about.
We're talking about WAP.
Yeah. WAP. We still have a bunch of gun violence out here. We don't want to stay indoors. Don't wear a fucking mask.
That's a similar.
I don't want to do shit that makes sense. Yeah, we're the dumbest fucking country on the planet. Yes, there's other countries that are backwards as fuck as well. Yes, I get that. I think we're the dumbest, though. I think we're just plain fucking stupid.
Yeah, because you could say for those countries, that was more of like, you know, look, I'm not condemning it neither or whatever. I think how they treat women in some of those countries are total bullshit. But like, you know, I'm blanking on what Middle Eastern country just passed women can drive and shit like that. Was that Saudi Arabia?
I'm not sure.
I don't even remember now which country. But that's because of some of their fucking religious views or their, you know, this has just been our culture and stuff like that. But
it's as primarily religious, yeah.
But as you can see, they're getting with the times and it might have took them shit for fucking forever. But that had nothing to do with, you know, having a brain or anything like like you said.
No.
That's mainly religious shit or whatever and stuff. So
you get at least with those countries, that's like the only thing you could like criticize them about is the treatment of women.
Yes.
And I guess they're very homophobic too in some instances.
Very homophobic, yes.
Yeah. America, we just have every fucking thing wrong. But everything. Everything's fucked.
Me and Cody just found out Australia got free healthcare.
Yeah.
I was reading it, I was just like, damn, Australia have... I mean, I never really talk about Australia's healthcare, so... Or even think about it, to be honest, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, we were talking about moving before the podcast. I know Australia's like hot as balls, but I'm like, shit, everybody go to Australia.
It's hot as balls here, shit.
Yeah. It's hotter in Australia, I'm sure, but...
Hey, look.
Maybe.
Look.
Maybe that 10-degree increase is worth it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you die, at least you know you'll get treated for free.
Yeah. You gotta worry about it.
You gotta worry
insurance?
About your.
Nah, you good.
You gotta worry about your fucking. You know, I keep getting these fucking PayPal spams and shit. Your account was been shut the fuck up. Yeah. I know this shit's fake. You know how you can tell a fake hi customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's funny. You use my name for that bill you just charged me. You know, when you, hey Jermaine, hey, but now all of a sudden, hey customer, how's it going? Whatever. You can tell the font's all fucked up too. at least you ain't got to worry about your brother paying your hospital bills, you know.
Dang, I'll pay for shit.
He wouldn't pay for that shit either, though. You know, like if you died today, right now,
I gotta upgrade. I gotta put this new GPU on my PC, which is busted, so I gotta put a new fan in it.
Okay,
PC Elite Race,
yeah. Okay.
That's probably what he would spend that money on.
Hey, you could drop dead right now and he'd get a bill for your death. He'd be looking at that going like, I don't know this nigga.
Mm. Now you pass that on to our parents. That's what you do. Nah, I ain't paying for this shit. What the fuck are you looking at me for?
I didn't have that motherfucker. Yeah, you did.
Shit, he didn't cuff my balls.
I told him to stop drinking. Shit, he drink too much. That's not even what he died from, no, whatever. But yeah, it probably
I'm still alive. I don't drink alcohol.
I don't drink that shit. See? Yeah. I went to church the other day. That motherfucker didn't. So, I mean, it's fucking fault. God damn it. Sure. Motherfucker. Yeah. Shit. That's why he in hell now. Shit. Your brother don't even like you, does he?
You know, it's funny. He uses you to substitute your brother for my brother. It sounds exactly the same.
Really good. You know, there was a time.
Exactly the same.
There was a time that could be very different.
Well, not even that long ago.
It's like a year.
Completely different. But now you're literally, they're the same fucking person.
Yeah. Much. Is it like a point
where like, you once your brother gets a PC, I'm going to be really worried.
Jesus Christ. No, he's still a console dude because he's
okay.
He won't shut the fuck up about that PlayStation 5. So,
okay. Well, that's good at least. He still has that at least.
Yeah, at least that, I guess. Yeah.
For now.
I don't think he knows how to work a PC. I hope so. I kind of hope so, because if he starts talking
that shit. I ain't trying to fuck them, man. PCs, man, ain't for me. Even just general use, I'm like, nah, I'm straight.
If I had a shitload of money, I'd love to build one. Just to have a badass PC.
It'd be fine, I guess. It's a habit, I guess, but nah, I'm sick with the Macs.
And by me saying I would build it, that means me hiring someone to build it, people, not my ass.
He'll pay somebody to build it. Yeah.
Yes, there we go. Yes. I have an engineer friend because he built his own PC, and I was just like looking at it. I was like, man, your shit is like, he got this hardware. This shit is like dope as hell. And then I was just like, he went to this website where he got all this custom shit. That shit's a lot of goddamn money. It's like,
I can see how building a PC, cause I know you're a car guy. I think it's kind of similar. Like putting all these parts together, the paint. I see some case, like PC cases where they're like clear. You can see all the internal stuff.
Yeah.
They look dope as fuck.
He's got one of those. It's like clear, but it's like got metal around it too, and it lifts up. You know what
those PC leaders love too, which I really don't get. It's kind of cool, but that RGB lighting shit.
Oh, they love that lighting shit.
They love that. I'm like, okay. But they go crazy over it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd love it.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
But they go nuts. They literally won't buy some shit if it don't have RGB light. Like, it's not RGB. I ain't fuck with that.
What the fuck? Shit.
Man, my shit gotta look like some box looking charms, baby. It's like, if it looks like charms, I can't fuck with it.
That's like Cody with beer. This shit ain't got no hops. Fuck it. Shit. Fuck that.
How old is this?
This ain't no store pick. What? Shit. Keep that shit. I don't want that shit. Shit anywhere. Shit. I'm above that.
I mean, we're all entitled. You know what I mean? We just had varied degrees.
Hey, like Kenny said in Attack on Titan, we're all a slave to something, man. You know, we're all
a geek or nerd for something.
Yeah, we all have these things. But that's why I try not to knock people's fandom these days, especially.
Nah, you can't.
Because, like, we just described that PC shit.
My issue is, it's just when you shit on people for lack
of. There we go. Now.
That's my problem. Like, my brother, he be always shit on me. He's like, oh, well, you got the little PS4 over there. What the fuck I gonna do? I got this shit right here. And he has, like, this 3-monitor setup and shit.
I see, yeah.
Hey, look at my shit. Yeah, what you got? Like, man, I don't even need all that.
I understand why my buddy, while he's he's an elitist, but he doesn't talk to anybody because he don't have any friends except for me. Yeah. And even that's kind of questionable. but he's a PC elitist. Because he's an engineer. When he gets home, he don't fucking leave that computer. Like, he is on that motherfucker 24/7. And it ain't even playing games. It's just, he does everything on that motherfucker. He's got this whole big setup, kind of like a desk like mine. Mm-hmm. It's an L-shaped desk, and he just got, like, 4 monitors going around and this badass hard drive and everything else that goes with it and shit. And he just... I'm just like... That's your job, and that's what you do at home, I guess. Okay, yeah, very boring, I guess. Whatever, though. But someone like your brother, though, who'd be shitting on us, you know, our console players. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny. He's going to buy a PS5. He already said that.
Oh, motherfucker. Said,
yeah, I'm getting a PS5.
After he spends another grand or two on the...
Which, you know, the main reason he's buying it is for the Miles Morales Spider-Man game. Why that's funny. But why that's funny, the 2018 Spider-Man game, which, you know, he's supposed to be like the biggest Spider-Man fan ever.
Mm-hmm.
He bought that. He never completed it. He never finished it.
So he's willing to buy a whole other console for $500, $700.
Whatever it doesn't cost, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to cost you about $1 million probably.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not looking forward to seeing. Watch it go say, for a low Christmas price of $5.99. It's like,
I mean, I'm going to buy it regardless. But
yes. Mind you, people, as I talk shit about that price, I'll be willing. Because you know why?
Yeah, I'm going to be mad, but I'm going to buy the motherfucker.
Because you know why, Cody? I, too, want to play that goddamn Miles Morales.
Hell yeah. Goddamn right.
That game never came out on PC, I take it, huh?
No. That was PlayStation exclusive only. That was it. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I just assume because, you know, these PC hackers, they always talk about, like, psh, I could have that game on my PC if I wanted to, you know. I just figured they
could.
No. It don't work that way, Cody.
Don't work. No. They bullshitting. They try to hide that shit even more. Damn, this is at least out of control.
I had an IT dude try to tell me that like PC games come out before console games. I just looked at him and I was just like,
no.
I said, that ain't true at all. I said, Grand Theft Auto 5 took like 7 years to come out.
Fucking Red Dead Redemption 2, yeah. That came out a year after.
Because we were
Horizon Zero Dawn, that just came out.
We were PC. Talking about
that game is 3 years old.
We were talking about that, Cyberpunk 20? I've forgotten the fucking name of the damn game now.
That's going to be the shit. Cyber 2077? Something like that?
Blade Runner 2044? Yeah, there we go.
Basically, it is Blade Runner.
Yeah, so he was telling me it's probably going to be out on PC first. I was like, I highly doubt that. I would be willing to bet it'll be
on PC. I think it's coming out the same day. Isn't that? Or am I mistaken?
I thought it was the same day, too.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to come out in the summer. Was it this year, I think? Or maybe last year? I forgot.
I got delayed a couple times.
Yeah, it's got delayed a couple of times. So I thought that at one point that the release dates for both the consoles...
I'm looking that up right now.
I think it was supposed to come out in April, wasn't it, this year?
Originally April, yeah.
Yeah, and then it got pushed to the summer.
Then and now it's... September.
Now it's September.
Oh, no, wait. Is it September? No, November.
November, is it? Yeah. Okay. As you can see, we're not gamers, people. We don't even know the
date. Yeah, all right. Yeah, it'll come out the same day. PC, Xbox One, PS. Yeah, it's all the same day.
Well, at midnight, it'll come out on PC before a console, so.
That's a quote right there.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. That's it. Whatever. You can do whatever you want. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, I just opened up that email, that bullshit ass PayPal link or whatever. Yeah, look at this fucking email.
I'm shocked you even opened that up.
PZPO4B. It's just like, if you ever click on any links that an email link like this sends you, you probably deserve to be hacked then.
I'm shocked that got to your main account. That shouldn't just didn't go straight to your spam.
No. This is the second one I've gotten this week, too. So that's why you're going to go ahead and get the forward that to PayPal saying, this motherfucker trying to rob me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I ain't got shit on there.
Trying to get me, motherfucker.
That's why I don't keep shit in my checking anyway. So go ahead and rob me, bitch. They're going to rob me and be like, this motherfucker ain't got shit up here. So like, hell no.
Let me robbing dust.
Yeah, you can rob that if you want. Go ahead and rob that dust, baby. Shit. Get them dust clouds ready. Mm-hmm. Cody, what you drinking right now?
Oh, shit. Done now. But it was the Integrin.
This motherfucker. What is that? Integrin, like some Roy medieval company. Shit?
No, actually, it's not. It's from Ventura County. Oh, you can see it right there. Ventura County, California.
Yeah, this says medieval Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. So this is their Munich-style Helles, which is Helles is a form of a lager. Super refreshing. I'm not going to get into details. Not like an official review or whatever, but I can knock this back easily. That's why I just drank two before the fucking show even started. I got one more. I'll probably just knock that out right now, too, maybe. I don't know.
Look, here's what I want to say about the positives of drinking beer. You'll become an expert reader. You'll learn words you never even thought existed or not or whatever.
Very true. Like, you see this shit right here? I don't even see the right here.
Negro, I can't read.
I think it says TSTD. I don't know what the fuck that's from.
STD. I don't want that shit.
Yeah.
What you trying to give me?
Too late.
Oh, shit. That's part of the conspiracy theory this week.
But this is actually their lightest beer, because the beer itself is called the Lightest One.
That's some racist shit right here. That's what you mean the lightest? And then you're drinking the shit too, whatever shit. It's just like, oh.
Hey, so the lightest one. Hey.
So now, let me get this straight. So you drinking that beer hoping to get lighter. You trying to get the complexion for the protection.
I was trying to get lighter. So I'm good right here.
So you've learned in 2020 that if you can't beat them, then join them is what you're telling me.
Man, see, that's unfair. See, this is my genetics. I didn't try to come this way.
Oh, okay.
I didn't build myself this way. This is how I came out.
You know, this chick was talking. I was FaceTiming this chick the other day, and she said, "Ooh, you light as fuck," or whatever. I was like, "Bitch, fuck you!" I was like,
"You're light." Bullshit. You like maybe you're not that much darker than me. You have more red in your tone right now.
I am
at least from the computer camera. Red.
That's because my Native American side that I just
about to say. Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
That I just found out about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so you got the red. You got them red tones. Like me, I'm just straight light. It was like light brown and shit. But
find out you Native American, you don't get shit for it. Ain't that a bitch? Like,
Same here. I got some Native American meat too, but I ain't getting shit.
Ain't that a bitch? It's like, damn. So you make me black.
Goddamn thing.
You made me black and Native American don't give me a goddamn thing except getting raped.
Shit, you double fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's up? Like,
black and Native American?
Shit. Life ain't gonna like you, nigga. I am Morris Chestnut color. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Me and him look similar, kind of.
No, you close to the chestnut color brown. That chestnut brown.
How fucking dare you, sir? How dare you?
It's the only chestnut you got.
Oh, I got some nuts for you. They not in my chest, though. I can tell you that right there.
No, this beer is really fucking good, though, man. Check this out, people.
Because it made you white, that's why.
Yeah. The Inegrin, I think that's how you say it. Inegrin.
The you just want to call me the N-word. Just
you'll see. You'll see it. You'll see it on my Instagram later. I'm a racist, sir. Fuck you. I don't say that word.
I don't say that word. My brother says it.
He don't say no shit. You saw him when he got mad that one night on Twitch. No, he don't say that shit.
Hey, why you gotta be saying that word? Like, I don't even know what that word means. I don't see color.
Oh. 4.8% too. This knocks back easily. You drink multiple of these, you'll feel all right. You'll feel straight.
I'm waiting for our brothers to team up and do a podcast together.
They should. I don't want to hear that though, but it makes a lot of sense.
You wouldn't listen to the first episode?
Hey, you can spy against your brother too. Yes, I am. I don't know why they both sound Igor, but that's the way they sound. I can't tell which one is which. They both sound like fucking Igor.
I'm gonna rob that motherfucking coat. Take his stuff. He got
Man, did you hear this shit, man? Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
This mother did not go to Bible study last Sunday. Can you believe that shit?
Yeah, matter of fact, after they get done talking shit about us, they'll be like, and by the way, people, remember to read your Bibles tonight.
Bibles up, baby.
Yeah. instead of toasting like we do at the end of whatever.
Bible.
I should tear a page out and wipe my ass with it.
Religions will never be the same, and God will let you down.
Cheers.
We're terrible.
We're so going to hell. That's probably what they're saying on their podcast right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The podcast is just going to be all about us. Like, kind of like we're just talking all about them right now.
Kind of like
totally about,
kinda what this episode's about.
Yeah. It's going to be about Bible stories and talking shit about us. Yeah. We're alcohol and talking shit about our brother.
I think their name of their show is called The Holy One.
The Holy Drop.
Yeah. And hey, we want to welcome everybody to the Holy Drop. I'm I am your godfather of Jesus. I am. And then your brother would be like, I'm the godfather of God himself. You can call us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just God.
Yeah. You can call us the Archbishop Angels if you want, you know. Yeah, they're going to be like a pastor, Reverend X and shit. Talking about the Survivor Scrolls, you know. Survivor Scrolls. I'm a fucking had a phone book.
Play too many video games. Look at my Elder Scrolls and shit.
You know what's crazy to me when it comes to religious people is just like they always say that they always say like God wrote this book or whatever. It's just like, you know, some white man wrote that book, right? Yeah. like you know, he didn't
read it. On the street, he was bored one day. I don't even know, it was a dude, probably a chick.
Probably a chick, dude.
It was somebody. It just got bored one day, like, let me just write this shit.
Yeah. And then say God wrote it, you know. It's funny because
no, it's funny. I think Jesus actually exists in some instance. I think he gave him inspiration.
I can see that. Yeah,
walking on water and shit. But he was just some dude.
Yeah.
That a lot of people like. You know, I guess some people followed him. Just like the Santa Claus thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude in where the fuck Santa Claus came from.
In Inglewood. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. But it was some Eastern European country where the tale came from. But it was just some regular dude who gave gifts to like the poor people. That's all it was. And then that's where Santa Claus came from.
See, I believe that I'm about to get into some Attack on Titan shit with Jesus here. It's mm-hmm. like he probably was a real life.
Was a dude.
Or a chick, whatever you want to be.
Whatever.
And he probably did some things where he like freed some slaves, maybe did something, whatever.
He probably did some radical shit. Yeah,
and they crucified the fuck out of him, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they stuck him up on a cross and they said, we're gonna hang this motherfucker. And I think that story just got overbearing, like you said, he's like that walking on water,
mm-hmm.
turning water into wine. It's like, how come all
these You know, it's like, remember that movie, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter? That's what it is.
That's one of the greatest movies ever.
You know, Abraham Lincoln was a real figure. He exists. He was flesh and blood. He was there at one point. But it's made him become a fucking vampire hunter.
Love that movie.
I don't know, because it's cool. Abraham Lincoln has some vampires. Why the fuck not?
It's fucking amazing. That's why. It's fucking amazing.
It's just turned this dude into a fantastical character. That's what it is.
Because that came out the same year that movie Lincoln came, and I said, I think I prefer that one with them vampires in it. I was like,
There was something happening.
I remember in that movie when he put that axe away, I was just like, oh, fuck me, dude. And that movie got boring and shit. He started talking them policies and shit, and I was just like...
By the way, I think we just lost 100% of our Christian community. Just
Your brother just ran him away. He said, follow us. He said, they said, wait a minute. There's a holy drop? Goodbye.
Yeah. Subscribed.
I'm going to go tune that in real quick, whatever. Yeah. And then all our conspiracy theorists, they just came back. They was like, ooh, vampires and Abraham Lincoln.
Well, they love that movie. You know that.
Shit, I love that movie. Remember how excited I was to watch that? I thought it was the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard. Remember, Cody, I bought the book. I was so excited for that movie. I was like, yes. That's the Abraham Lincoln I know. He's fighting vampires and shit.
Give me that.
Yeah. Remember he was doing that Brazilian jiu-jitsu, that capoeira and shit. Anthony Mackie was in there, too. That's where he learned his falcon skills at. And I remember, because they didn't even talk about using capoeira. And I remember when I watched that movie and I saw that brother doing capoeira on that train, I was just like, wait a minute. That's a Brazilian dance martial arts technique.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think that was invented around this time.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, but I loved it all the same.
I was like, I don't give a fuck, though.
Yeah, I got vampires. What the fuck is capoeira going to do? You know what I mean?
Cody, I bought the Blu-ray for that. I'm going to tell you this right now. I bought the Blu-ray for that. I was excited about that purchase.
I know. That's still buying Blu-ray as a thing back in the day.
Yeah, that ain't no thing no more. I don't want that shit.
Hell no.
I bought that Blu-ray, Cody, and I watched them behind the scenes, and they talked about capoeira, and I was just like, they acknowledged it. I'm glad. You know what? Kudos to them, man. What are we talking about again?
Enneagram, people buy it.
Oh, yeah. Liquor.
Enneagram, the lightest one.
Check that out. Right, you're racist.
Hey, don't blame me. Blame Enneagram.
So I just bought this bottle. Another store pick here from a High Time. So
what the fuck else do you buy?
Hey, Cody.
I bought another store pick. No shit, Jermaine.
I buy... President Trump announces plasma treatment authorized for COVID-19. Yeah, sure, whatever, dipshit.
I got to go with you one of these days on a store pick hunt. I want a store pick.
They're like so random.
I want one.
Oh, you want
just,
one?
Just hit me up. I want one. Just hit me up.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I got to go right away. Like, I can't.
Ah, you motherfucker. Fuck.
No.
When you had that shit.
No, when you go for a store pick, when you go for a store pick, you got to go right away. You ain't. I tried to give a tip to a buddy because there was a store pick of Blanton's. This motherfucker tells me, oh, I put it in the cart. I was like, you put it in the cart? It was online. You put it in the cart? I was like, no, you got to buy it. Yeah, yeah, you can buy it online or whatever.
You buy a store pick online?
It was a K&L, that's why.
Oh, okay.
They closed, brother. You can't go up in that motherfucker. Going K&L, puts it in the cart. I was like, you got to buy it right away. That shit sells out. He was like, oh. I know. I was like, that's the last tip I ever give. I was like, you added it to the cart. No, you don't add to the cart. You buy that shit right away. So this new Old Forester single barrel strength right here came out from High Time. Well, Winery right quick, which if I don't really care for High Time no more because they're over a fucking price. But, you know, nonetheless, this is at 128 proof here. And I've heard some good things about it. So I was like, let me go ahead and pop it open. I got my my new JB glass here. You know,
no, that's like a beer tulip right there. I don't like a whiskey glass right there.
Yeah. I got a couple of them. I got a whiskey, a beer tulip, a wine glass. I got a couple of them, baby. You know,
Oh, shit. If you pour a little whiskey, pour me some too. Why not?
Yeah, so
why not?
So, are you gonna get plasma treatment for COVID, Cody?
A plasma treatment? That's not a little extreme.
I think you should.
So, if you get plasma treatment, you like immune? Is that what that is?
I don't know, Cody. I think you should just do it. Volunteer yourself.
All right. It'd be like the Super Soldier program with Captain Rogers.
We need black people to do it so we can see how it works on us.
Hey, I was just like Captain America, too. Very experiment of black people first.
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. And
if you remember that comic book.
And that's how the Tuskegee Airmen came about. No, I'm just
playing. There you go.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theorists believe that shit.
Hey, you know, I mean, that's why you think why you think people were so mad about Anthony Mackie getting that shield at the end of Endgame.
Exactly. They want to know the truth. Hold on.
Wait a minute. Why is this Negro getting that goddamn shield right now? He didn't deserve it.
He didn't earn it.
Bucky did. Like, Bucky. They really wanted Bucky to have that shield, huh? Like,
I don't know why.
It's like, he sucks.
Yeah.
He's just there.
Before you get into that whiskey, sir, I just want to give a shout out to Kobe Bryant, the late great Kobe Bryant. Today's his birthday. It was the day we're recording, Sunday, August 23rd.
Yes.
Yeah, so RIP, the Laker great, the greatest Laker of all time. It probably will remain the greatest Laker of all time, Mr. Kobe Bryant.
I said that in my episode that I did that's going up to, by the time you guys hear this, it'll be already up or whatever and stuff. So, yeah, I said that in my episode, one of the greatest, if not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, he is the greatest Laker of all time.
He is.
Bill O'Neal. Kobe O'Brien.
I just say Kobe. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Yeah,
Kobe O'Brien.
He became Irish all of a sudden.
No.
Yeah, Kobe O'Brien.
Kobe O'Brien.
Yeah, Kobe O'Brien, whatever. He hung out with all the Irish people, you know, the MMA stars and all of them. Conor McGregor and him they grew up together.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
How old is Kobe?
Or he would be 42 today.
I saw a video LeBron posted when he was wishing him a happy birthday and he was there. He was like, he turns 30 today. And I was like, LeBron looked like he did in that video, like he did now. I was just like, that brother didn't.
LeBron got a little mileage on him. You know, a little bit. He looks good. He got
look
a little
good.
Mileage
on him, though. Don't be hating Cody just because you get.
No, I'm not hating.
Don't be hating. See, you be hating on those dark brothers. You know, you.
Man, LeBron, my guy. Fuck you.
you like to hate on those dark brothers, man. Like, you need to show.
I ain't hating.
Our dark brothers, man, we in, dude. We never left or whatever.
I'm just saying LeBron got a little mileage on him.
You light-skinned motherfuckers. You just always, you know, like, you can't never just let us have our due or whatever. It's our time, baby. Shit, light is out, bro.
I wish you could screen cut shit and post it. You talk about this light bullshit. We're basically the same fucking shade right now with this lighting going on.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Basically. No. I'm like a little more yellow than you. You're a little more red, but we don't look that far apart.
So are you saying really you don't. Asian and I'm Indian? What are you trying to say?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just talking about skin tones. That's all
racist.
I'm saying.
You're just getting racist all of a sudden.
See, that's the context you put on. You know, fuck
this,
that. No.
This is why people is running off.
You bringing me down.
This is why people running off to the holy drop right now or whatever and shit, you know?
Going to the light.
Yeah, you fucking the game up now, baby. Come on now. Don't be like that. It's it's got a... It's like I can't remember. Granny Smith apples. That was like the first scent I got. Granny Smith apples. It's like, whoa.
That's very specific.
Very specific. Mainly because I eat those apples.
I like Granny's apples, Cody. No, her apples taste good. Shit, if her WAP ain't gonna taste good, her granny apples gonna taste good.
Do you know what a WAP is, Cody?
I call it WAP.
You know,
are you talking WAP? WOP?
That too. Wet old pussy.
Jesus.
You an ageist? What, you got a problem with ageism?
I'm just saying. That just caught me off guard. That's all I'm saying.
Cody, look, hey, that's like wine, baby. Shit, the older it gets down there, shit.
That is true. Something.
I mean, could you imagine?
Let's leave it there.
Could you imagine if J-Lo was a dop? that dry ass pussy? Come on now.
That would suck.
Yeah, so it would suck her ass, whatever. You put it in there, it's like sandpaper. She's like, I still want to do it, though. It's like, no. I'm not going to lie. I'm only saying that term is because I just found out what it was like a week ago. I was like, mm-hmm. What is a WAP?
Of course, everybody's fucking using it now.
WAP. What is a WAP or whatever? And then nobody
on Twitter posts without seeing that shit.
And then nobody wants to tell me what it is because they like get all schoolgirl about it. It's like, it's just like, okay, I got to Google this shit now.
Just fucking say it. Jesus Christ.
Hey, look, they don't want to be like Tucker Carlson in the sand. It's ruining our the image of our children, Cody. They let Ben this
hero. Wet ass pee.
They let this filth. And Tucker Carlson, he's like, they're not ashamed of it neither. It's just like, why would they be ashamed of their vagina, you fucking retard?
I just don't understand. There's so many more important things to be worried about right now rather than wet ass pussy. Like, come on, man. Stop it.
I mean, the only people that should be worried about that is me and you. Because we're not politicians.
Exactly.
I love it because people always use that terminology like, well, how come the president can't do that? But you can do because he's a fucking president. He should be worrying about more.
The president of the United States.
I'm regular Joe Schmo with the Last Drop podcast.
Yeah, he has to set a fucking example. We ain't got to do shit.
Yeah.
Talk shit and drink on podcasts.
That's all I'm right now. We drink until we get dad dry ass dicks. So shit.
Yes.
Mine ain't dry though right now. It's pretty wet. I'm
not your shit never dry.
Yeah. Cody turns me on, people. I can't help it. when he gets that smog on, I go like, hey.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm like when women say they tired of men telling them to smile and shit. I be telling Cody behind his cameras, guys, nigga, you better smile. Shit.
Smile. Show me your goddamn teeth.
You didn't get them to this line for nothing. Shit, come on now. Mm-hmm. Smile for me. Shit. Smile for me, daddy. What you want? Okay, I don't know that song. Never mind.
What the fuck?
Me trying to sing hip hop today or whatever, it's like fucking
about. It don't work. It's pretty cringe, not gonna lie.
Although, it's been a really good year for music, though. For the shit
I saw you blowing your load over that new Nas.
Yeah. I mean, I think like all my favorite artists came out with an album this year, Cody, except for Daft Punk. Y'all fucking up, Daft Punk.
Yeah, don't hold your breath for that. Hey, Baby Tron 3, whatever the fuck that comes out.
Never. I think like all my artists that I really love, like The Midnight came out a new album, Glass Animals, Run the Jewels, Nas. I'm just like, mm-hmm. God damn, shit. This, you know, when the Nas one came out, it made me think like, damn, this is like the seventh album now. I didn't like fucking that's new that came out this year. It ain't older that came out this year that I like downloaded on Apple Music or whatever and shit. Was just like,
good year for music, huh?
I guess so. Daft Punk, you need to end the year with it. Come on now, baby. Come on.
Man, that would be a dream come true. That shouldn't happen.
Just show up randomly. Just put an EP out. Three tracks. That's all I ask for. Three tracks. Come on now, baby.
I would kill for that. Just three tracks from Daft Punk.
I'd
kill for that.
I even heard Kavinsky was working on something new right now.
Oh, shit. It'd been a while for him, too.
So when I heard that, I was just like, well, shit, is that coming out in 2022 then? Mm-hmm. I was like, if that does, then I was like, man. So I love that Midnight album, that new one that came out. I love the, mm-hmm. love the new Glass Hammer. I love the new Run the Jewels album. I love the
goddamn
new,
right.
I love this new Nas album, whatever. That one clip I posted, whatever, he was talking shit about Trump, and, you know, the people, I probably pissed him. Why do you got to get political with your music? Why is he talking about our president? It's so hilarious because when you're a Trump supporter, you hate the left so much. I mean, if you're a non-Jew, you hate the right so much, or whatever. But like, you hate the other side so much you don't even see that you're becoming that side that you hate the most.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, they do this. It's like, yeah, that side does that too, though.
I'm just glad Brother Jules and Nas are keeping hip hop alive.
You know, oh, it's dying again.
It's hard out there to keep finding good hip hop.
It lasted for about, that album came out the other day. Oh, so it's over already. It died again.
Oh, well, there goes that. You know, motherfucker Drake always comes out with something new all the fucking time.
He's the corniest motherfucker ever, huh? I gotta ask you, I saw a video.
If Nick Cannon didn't exist, I would agree with you, man.
I was just about to ask you this.
Nick Cannon is corn prime, sir.
I saw a video. It was like a clip. I don't even remember what it was on now. And it was on, he was like in the, by some cars, trying to dance, by the way.
You talking about Drake?
Yeah. And I saw that and I just said, he just thinks he's the coolest motherfucker ever, though.
Yeah, Drake is weird because he try to be like hard sometimes. But then he does like this music where he always crying about some chick or how he's been got wronged by some girl in a relationship or something. Mm. Like, man, he try to play both sides. You can't really play both sides. You get kind of pick a. And then he tried to do that fake singing shit that I mentioned a couple podcasts ago that I fucking hate. I can't stand.
Can't stand it either.
Oh, no, we don't all do. People love that shit.
I personally, I just hate his voice. I can't stand his voice. His rapid voice
is worse than his singing voice. I will admit.
I can't stand his fucking voice. I remember I was at a Tito's Tacos in Bayou neighborhood, and the TV was behind me, and I just heard this. I was eating, I was like getting down, like, damn. And then I kept hearing his voice on the fucking TV. I was just like, ruining these fucking tacos. And I see Drake on the screen. I was just like, damn, is his voice really that horrible? Shit.
It's bad. I can't stand it. But hey, I know we're in the minority, so.
He thinks he's really cool, though, don't he?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, hey, people buy it too. He's been the biggest artist for like how many years now?
He is.
Right? Drake.
Because I like literally when I saw that dance, that the dances he was doing by that car, I just looked at it and was just like, you know, I said the same thing you just said. If Nick Cannon was dead right now, you would take his throne right now.
Drake will be cornball prime. But I said right still now, alive, so.
But I'm saying right now, you are definitely, you are prime target for number two right now. You are number two.
I mean, dude was born in Canada, so I guess he can't help it. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah.
And it's not a hit on Canada. Canada's cool with me right now.
Yeah, it's really cool right now. Yeah.
So I'm not. I hate necessarily. I'm saying,
and I need you to welcome me out there. I need you to welcome me if I decide to move.
Hey, if I gotta be corny like Drake to move over there, I'm cool with it. I'll take that. Fuck it.
You move to the right area, you can get some good drinks. Yeah. So I mean, yeah. he's a corny motherfucker though, and I don't understand it. But I gotta tell you, when I see Nas and Run the Jewels come out with an album in the same year, which, by the way, it's like that's unprecedented in hip-hop for two actual real hip-hop artists to come out with an album the same year.
It's crazy how relevant those albums are, particularly the Run the Jewels album. They were talking about some shit like happened like the week before, but they recorded this in like November of 2019. Mm-hmm. Insane.
Oh, shit. It's scary. I was talking Nas with some other dude. We were talking about like One Mic and shit. And I was like, let me go back and watch this video. And you watch these old videos, you're like, Jesus Christ, man. It's like, have we not changed?
Yeah.
It's like,
shit. Remember Detroit?
Shit.
One of the hardest movies to watch ever. Love it. I always saw that one time, still to this day. Hello, like 5 years ago when it came out? I forgot how long ago that was.
I know that was the movie that kind of made us not watch any more movies. Because we was just like, how the fuck this movie didn't get any of the recognition that it deserved. And then obviously me went on my long rants. It's like, oh, people always talking about they want something like hard and dramatic and gritty and shit like that. But then when it comes out, they'd be like, oh, I don't want to watch that. It's too realistic for me or something like that. I was like, yeah, just get the fuck out of here then, you know. Detroit was one of the best movies. That was the best movie that year. I don't give a fuck. Didn't that fucking plant, that goddamn alien month, that Guillermo del Toro shit win that year too?
Oh, what was that year? That was 2017? Was that the year?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't that long.
Yeah, okay, I thought it was longer.
That goddamn fish movie one.
Yeah.
And Guillermo del Toro deserved this. That movie sucked, okay? That movie sucked. I think in the review, I let Cody do most of the review for that one, and he was just so mad. He was so bored. He was talking about it. He was just like... Yeah, and then he was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. And then he was just talking or whatever and shit. And I was like, yeah, shit happened. Fish, make that a bitch, dude. I was so mad. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be watching movies for a little bit no more after this. This
sure enough.
Had a woman, like, you had a black cast in it, white cast too as well. You had a woman director. It's powerful. It's moving. It's got everything you ever want in a movie and shit. That shit don't get any kind of recognition. I was like, God damn it, this is a bitch. Detroit's a badass movie, people. You go watch that one, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are going to get John Boyega for Star Wars. I'm like, no, John Boyega to me is Detroit. That motherfucker, when he got sit up in that, when he was in that fucking interrogation table, I was like, that was John Boyega. Because I ain't gonna lie, that shit scared the fuck out of me too.
I was like, oh, shit. No, I remember at the end when he walked out the courthouse, he started throwing up because of the verdict.
Yes. Shit. I love his facial reaction though when they were just like questioning him and he was just like, I didn't do it, guys. He was like, it wasn't me. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, oh, really now, huh? We never said you did, though. Why are you getting so jumpy about it? I was like, oh, shit. This is a fucking setup right here, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead. Ooh. I like the color on that. It's like real dark amber.
Oh, yeah. It's very dark. Ooh, man. Damn. Ooh, that finish.
There's my red breast over here. It's pretty light.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, shit. It's got like some... Yeah, it's like
a burn on there.
It's a burst of like a roasted pecan or something like that. It just like... when you take that sip, it explodes in your mouth and shit. Like hot semen.
There it goes. Yeah. One a week. At least one reference a week.
I swear.
It is no longer a Last Drop episode. We don't have a hot semen reference. Remember that,
funny enough, I ran into somebody when I was picking this bottle up who listened to that episode. That might have been his first episode he listened to, too, or whatever. And he was, I didn't even recognize him at first, but he was just like, hey, what's up, man? It's Rich, or whatever. And I was like, oh, shit, I know you. Yeah. I was like, what's up, man? And then he was just like, he's like, yeah, hot semen, right? I was just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hot semen. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, you should get 5 of those bottles in. Shit. You don't even have to waste any of yours on the ladies. You bring them over or whatever and shit. Get some Alizé, baby. Yeah, hell yeah. Be like, here, I got all the juices for you. All the juices. They gonna keep coming back, you know? So get some Alizé up in there. Shit. Get all them black women in your household now. Come on now. They love Alizé. I almost bought Cody some Hypnotic and left it on his doorstep.
This motherfucker.
I saw a bottle of it and I was just like, ooh. You gotta admit, that color is beautiful. That Hypnotic, but it's just like, man, that's a beautiful color. It's like an aqua.
Hey, it is hypnotic, if you will.
All right, man, we're gonna end this. We're done here. So, anyway, people, I'm the Godfather of Whiskey. This motherfucker. You know,
I was too easy. Sorry, I had to take
that. I was having a good time with you and everything. Laughing and talking.
I had to take it. Yeah, all right, come on, man. You gotta admit that was too easy.
All right,
it was
Martin.
Right there. It was in the palm of my hand.
All right, Martin. the fuck up off my computer. Shit, how the fuck are you? Anyway. Man, this drink has like it's a long finish. It's hot too. It's straight up. I still feel it going down the esophagus. And it's been like at least a minute or two since I've had a sip now. And it's still there. Not only that, it's like a burst of flavors. It's very hot, like I said. It's got this uniqueness blend to it of like, you know, it's like punching you in the dick, Cody. You ever been punched in the dick?
No.
I'm sure your brother's gonna punch you in the dick. Like, don't worry.
At some point it'll probably happen, yeah. Yeah, not yet.
Maybe like when you die and you're in the casket like this or whatever.
Yeah. Shit. Well hey, then I won't feel it, so I won't know how it feels.
Hey Cody, remember when you said us PC master races ain't shit? How does that feel now, huh? It's very creamy, too, though. It's got, like, this smoothness to it. You like that cream, Cody?
The what now?
Cream, Cody. Don't you like the cream?
Oh, you saying the whiskey is creamy? Is that what you're saying?
It's got, like, a creamy sensation to it, Cody.
Is that a creaminess?
Yeah, a little creaminess. A little nuttiness and creaminess.
I don't drink a lot of whiskey that's creamy. I know that's a thing, but most whiskey I've had... That's not being creamy on the mouthfeel.
You don't. Do you like when the cream is in your mouth?
Yeah, I mean, drinking like something from Starbucks or something. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay, yeah. So,
what
like,
you getting there, man? The fuck you getting there, man? Just come out saying.
I mean, so when you go to Starbucks, do you like, I don't know, like, do you wait till he's off shift or go to the bathroom? Like, how do you do this, Cody?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about the drink, man.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about too, Cody.
I'm talking about my caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I'm talking about the drink itself. That doesn't like it sound like it's like a metaphor for something else. But I'm talking about the drink.
Wow. Told us a lot there, Cody. All right. Well, I'm glad you're happy with your creamy frappuccino nuts.
Yeah, I love the fraps, man. Love the fraps.
You love frapping then, huh?
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Love
you fraps. You put a little cherry on top?
No, I don't need cherries. Nah.
You don't
cherries. That's too much of a contrasted flavor right there. I'm good with the whipped cream, the caramel, the ribbon, the crunch. Yeah.
Oh, so
nah, it has little crunches in it, like little breadcrumbs inside the frap.
Okay. So you're not a fan of popping cherries, I see. Okay, it's cool. All right, cool. All right, interesting.
I'm like, I'm going to leave that one alone. I ain't touch that one. I ain't touch that one.
Hey, man, you stick with your nuts and your cream, and you I'm glad you enjoy your nuts and cream.
I don't know where nuts came from. I thought you were talking about cream and fraps. Where did nuts come from?
You said
your whiskey is nutty.
No, you like to sprinkle your nuts. You said you like to sprinkle your nuts inside of there with some like.
I
some
said caramel. Breadcrumbs, motherfucker. I said graham crackers.
Oh, so you like a graham cracker, motherfucker? Then who?
That's
huh?
What I'm saying.
Wow, you really are racist. So you like them that color then, huh? Is what you're telling me? Nothing darker than a graham cracker.
My fraps, yes. Love my fraps, graham cracker colored.
Yo, milk chocolate loving motherfucker. Anyway,
milk chocolate's good, man. I prefer dark chocolate though. That's my shit.
Nigga, please. Anyway,
hey, it's healthier.
We've seen enough of you to realize you ain't touching anything dark. Yeah, the lighter one. Yeah, okay, interesting. Interesting choice of a drink there, sir.
It was good. It was a good price. That's why I bought it. It ain't got nothing to do with the name.
Mm.
It was just a good little a hoppy Helles.
No wonder you and your brother's on alcohol. See, it makes sense now. He's a little bit on the darker side of things. So. He looks nothing like you, and he's probably adopted. But we'll talk about that in another episode.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm adopted. I don't know.
Nah, you got some pretty good looking family members. I've seen enough of them.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Him, on the other hand, not so much.
That's fucked up. That's wrong.
It's okay. I look better than my brother, so. Yeah. Shit, maybe they can call it the holy one presented by the ugly ones.
Damn. See, I ain't go there. Corey, listen to this. I ain't go there, man. I was Jermaine. I didn't say shit.
Cody, don't back out on me now. Come on now.
Yeah, fuck. Right.
Come on now.
I said enough.
Come on now.
I have spoken.
Well, people tune in next week when Cody is fired and he's now on the holy drop. So, yes, I'm that petty. Yes.
I was in my career there. I ain't got a holy drop. Fuck that.
He's getting on the holy drop. He's going to make
my podcast days be done.
He's making an appearance on the holy drop. He's going to read the Bible. He's going to read Joseph from them. Man. This is really fucking good. I don't like a lot of high time store picks neither, but the price on this was good. Even though they did increase it when I got there too, Cody, it was like $40 and they increased it. They jumped it up to $10 more and was like, it's $50 now. I was like, ain't that a bitch? It's like, how the
hey, really?
Yeah. As soon as I walked through the door, dude, straight up. So I walked through the door. I got there early as fuck too. And I saw they had like cases of it lined up. $39.99. And then next you know, like I'm talking to the dude that I ran into 20 minutes later, that shit's gone. The whole case is right. I see that they took them in the back, they brought them back out and changed the fucking price on it. I was like, ain't that a bitch?
Are you serious?
Yes.
right then and there, huh?
Right then and there.
Wow.
So, now you see why I don't really care for that store that much. So, but you know what? $50. Hey, you can never go wrong with a $50 bottle of whiskey.
Oh, no.
Especially when it's a store pick and it's barrel strength. This got all the flavor and characteristics of a barrel strength. Shit, I'm
impressed how much good whiskey you can get for like $50 or around that price range. There's a lot.
Oh, yeah. That's why I always tell people, it's like, man, you can take $200. Do you want to get a $200 bottle, or do you want to get like four bottles of $50 whiskey?
Mm-hmm.
You might be surprised either way, you know, get four bottles for your trouble.
Yeah. Mm. I'm shocked. Like, how much good, like, I always think with the higher end, like the real good stuff, like probably 150 and up or some shit like that. But no, you can find a lot of stuff for like $50 around the 60s, 50, 60s, around that price range.
I'm not too crazy on Old Forester neither, as far as the company goes. I think their liquor or their whiskey is okay. And I've never had one that blew my mind.
Is it similar like a Woodford Reserve type of deal? Like the store pick? Like, probably, like that's the one?
This is probably better.
Oh, really? That Woodford Reserve was fucking, that shit was.
This is better than that. I would say this is better than that Woodford Reserve, without a doubt. Yeah. Shit, this is about to get a last drop.
Oh, all right, damn.
Yeah, okay. I love this. Like, it's like a seasoned oakiness to it or whatever and shit. It's got like these spices. It's like mingled in with this. I like this like cream brulee. You know, you ain't the only one that can use fancy words in your alcohol, motherfucker. Yeah, you ain't the only one.
Yeah, because creme brulee. So yeah, so
fancy.
That's turn right there.
Yeah. It is, Cody. Shut up.
Shit. That's what your ass gets.
Yeah. It's like wet oak, baby. Come on. It's whoop. Wet oak. Wet oak pussy. Whoop.
That don't sound right.
What do you mean it don't sound right, Cody? That's the best.
I want that.
Yeah, you want that. Yeah,
you want some wet oak pussy? Nah.
Yeah.
You want to go down on chicken? That shit smell like oak.
Man, I come back up like,
I don't know, but wet oak at that? I don't know about
like,
that. Yeah, if your stuff tastes like whiskey, I don't know about that.
I'd be like, girl, that tastes like Old Forester. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hey, better than salmon, I guess.
Damn. Oh, see, now you're just talking shit about things I love. I see what you're doing now, whatever. Talking shit about whiskey, now fish. Now, what are you, the new Tucker Carlson over here, baby? Come on now. Shit, come on. Yes, I am.
Call me Black Tuck.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you know what? You Black Tuck, you do got a punchable face. I'm not going to lie. You do got a punchable ass face.
I'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, you got a punchable ass face. Like, I just, like, let's just say if me and you was walking and, like, you know, I don't know, some people got.
No, it's my smirk, too. I got that shitty smirk.
Oh, yeah. That's why people don't like you.
Yeah, because I let it have everything in order, which. Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah.
If some people just got a hold of you and just started beating your face in or whatever, and you was like, help me, Jay, help, I would just look and go like, nah, you deserve this for right now.
You like that Will Smith meme where he's like looking and he looks away?
Yeah.
From Iron Legend.
Yeah. And then I'll probably get in your face. No. You take that ass whooping, Cody. You deserve it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll give you a standing chant. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Mm. Yeah, and then they come after my like, hey, wait a minute. I'm already funny looking. Wait. That's what you're doing.
You're associated with me. I got to take you out, too.
Yeah, take the mask off. It's your brother and shit. He runs off. He's like, Who has the best console now, bitch? Mm. Like, all this over a PC, man.
Motherfucker leaves a hard drive in my chest as a calling card.
He lives a floppy. The motherfucker's he's the Riddler. He leaves floppy disks around. I'm saying. You gotta put the floppy disk in the computer to figure out like what it should be. Like, oh my god. You know, you didn't give a rating for your beer.
Oh yeah. Shit, I'm close to the last drop too.
Shit, you didn't have about two of them, so shit, you might as well give it a last drop.
For the style, if what it's going for, yeah, it's probably gonna last drop for me.
Yeah,
the Enneagram Lattice. I didn't go into detail. I know what the show was going to be. I know it was kind of like a bar review month or whatever, a bar review week rather, whatever. And it was like Kobe thing too. So I didn't know who would review shit like that. So I didn't know. That's why I didn't go in depth. But whatever. But yeah, this is just a last drop.
Just admit it.
In some aspects, yes.
I'm not gonna lie. I am too. So
yeah.
So I'm scared of my
some aspects. Bro. I will admit that.
Yes. Let's just say this. I do not want to be in a room alone with my brother.
But, yeah, the Integrin, and it's funny because when I picked this up, too, the source thing, like, yeah, that's the Integrin. That shit's good. I was like, okay, cool. I guess I got to get picked then. And yeah, the Integrin, the lightest one, the Munich-style Hellas. Yeah, this is this hit on all cylinders for me, man, as far as a Hellas-style lager goes. Mm-hmm. Especially during this time, too, this hot-ass fucking summer we're in. Yeah, right now it's all gray and shit, looking all ugly.
And it's still hot outside, so, though, too.
Yeah.
It's gray outside. But
that's, that's the worst weather, too. I can't stand that weather. The humid gray days, it's hot as shit. I can't stand that fucking weather. I hate
it. It's hot as balls outside right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to man,
it's
man.
Last drop.
Oh, two last drops in, whatever. You know, yeah. I just took my final sip on this one. Man, it's got me thinking of like some Stag Junior type of drink, whatever. It's really good. Shout out to our man Nelson too. He's no longer working over at Barcode. I was talking to him the other night.
Really?
Yeah, he's no longer there.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, one of the best bartenders out there, and he's no longer bartending. I don't know how that works, but we'll hire him here at the last drop. He'll just make drinks for us.
Sounds like a plan to me.
And you working for free too, by the way, Nelson. Mm-hmm. You come over. You come over my place. You make my
drink. You drink with us. We'll provide the alcohol. Don't worry about
it. I don't want him drinking with us neither. You come to my place. You make my drink. Then you rush over to Culver City. You're going to make his drink next. And then you just take your ass home.
There you go.
Okay? And that's how we're going to do this going forward, Nelson. So, yeah, we were talking. And Barcode, they their patio setup is looking nice, man. They got that fire pit going and shit now, too. It's looking super nice over here. Too bad I can't go, motherfucker. So yeah, shout out to our man Nelson, who we miss dearly.
Yes, we do.
I guess we won't be getting drinks from him anymore.
That sucks.
Them 20 jobs he's been working, it's been killing him, apparently. You know that motherfucker had like 30 jobs he's working when he's working that too, so.
Right.
So, yeah, man. Fuck, dude. I wish I could have got one more drink before he fucking left. Actually.
One more. One last drink.
One more. Could have Andrew Garfield that shit, baby. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me that was their favorite war movie. I was like,
that shit was silly as fuck.
I was like, that's your favorite war movie? Damn. Shit. Like, if that's the best war movie there is, and we need to stop making them, man.
Yeah, the bar is very low if that's the case.
Yeah, I'm about to say, man, shit. So anyway, though, people, that is the show here.
That's a wrap.
That's a wrap here. And we're going to get out of here now because, well, Cody's got to go talk to his brother and apologize for all these comments he made about him in this show before Cody's brother put an X on him.
So I don't die tonight.
Yeah, and I don't want my brother putting some Creole voodoo magic shit on me, so I better go apologize to him. So.
Oh, shit, I forgot. Yeah, you guys are. Yeah.
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 And someone
I about that.
I heard someone talking some shit. Yeah, I was just like, what the fuck is that? Oh, no. I was like, what the? Chanting some shit now?
By the way. If you see a sewing machine anywhere in your household, man, dump that shit.
By the way.
Get rid of it.
I saw these crosses on my neighbor's windows and shit. They're not normal Jesus crosses. They like got that Blair Witch type shit going on. I gotta take a picture of this shit and send it to you.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's pretty.
What?
Yeah, it's
that's unsettling, man. Yeah.
So I looked it up apparently, and apparently it's like a super Christian religious cult. That symbol or whatever and shit. But I still
like levels to this Christianity shit.
Yeah, I didn't either. I took it was a shitty photo. I couldn't get a good shot of it because I tried to get it inside the house. But they have it on the gate, on the door, and on the windows and shit, trying to keep the evil spirits out, apparently. And I'm just like, what the fuck? So I had to send this to somebody. I was like, hey, if you can find out what this is, let me know. It's like some super Christian, I forgot the name of it, super Christian religious cult or whatever and shit. And I was like, oh. Like Cody said, there's levels of this shit, dude. They're willing to take it.
Wow.
That yeah. Okay. They can say whatever it is, super religious. That shit look like Blair Witch to me. I've seen that movie many of times and know that when the legs are dangling down like this and not crossed like that, that's Blair Witch to me.
Okay.
So come on over to my house, people.
All right, then.
Now I see why only bad things happen to me and only me and not the rest of the world.
Yeah, man, you live in fucking Voodooville and shit.
I live in the hood version of Get Out.
Yeah.
I live in the swamp thing.
Hey, you better see Candyman popping up, walking down the street and shit.
I'd be like, what's up, Candyman? Yeah, you got some lemon ass on you, baby? Shit. He would get tired of my ass. He'd have to murder my ass. He'd be like, stop following me.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, dude, you got some fucking candy on you. Bro.
Yeah, he would like nothing to do with you. He would just kill you out of spite. Like dude, you fuck with him.
I'd be like grabbing my M&M bags, like, yo, Candyman, dog. Like, yo, this bag is empty, bro.
Hey, that's why he called you Candyman, right?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Are we talking that other candy? We talking that other candy, you know what I'm saying? Candyman.
The nose candy, baby.
Yeah, come on now, Candyman. He would run for me. I think he would call 911 on me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, hello, 911.
He wouldn't want to see your name three times.
Yeah. I show him. He thought he got away by, like, moving to another state and shit. They're like, oh, thank God. Oh, bless us. I show up right next to him. Hey, by the way, yo, baby, yo, what about these goddamn suckers now, baby? Shoot. Anyway, we done here. We got here. No more talk about Candyman and all that shit.
Funny.
What's funny, Cody? Go ahead and say it.
Oh, and I would say, you're Candyman's horror movie villain.
That's why they should make horror movie spoofs and put us in it or whatever. And like, that's a bad idea.
Ew.
That's a bad idea.
I don't know.
Marlon Wayans can direct them, right, Cody?
Anyway, I think it's not the show right now.
maybe a LeBron and Nick Cannon production, right?
Oh, boy, he's that big.
Cody, what do you got against Nick Cannon, man? He's
man, if that motherfucker pops up in Space Jam 2, I swear to God, I'm not gonna do it myself.
Well, I'll just have you know that you could drink yourself to death.
Yeah, that is possible.
That's a good way of going out, Cody.
I'm just going down this whole bottle of Redbreast castrate spray.
Did you know that COVID could fuck with your liver?
That's what I heard, yeah. I got permanent liver damage, yep.
I don't want no part of that shit now.
Nope.
I don't know no part of it. Before we get out of here, I was talking to...
If my liver's going to be fucked, it's going to be from alcohol only.
Yeah. Imagine you got COVID and they told you you couldn't drink no more because of it.
I was drinking myself to death right then and there. Like, oh, okay, well, ain't no point anymore. So, just get this over with.
I was telling Arta Luna...
Well, live a miserable normal life for the rest of these years or just go out happy.
You're going to be in quarantine?
I might be in pain.
Quarantine but, without drinking? Come on now.
Nah, I'm good.
I was telling Arta Lunatic, I said, I'd be so fucking depressed. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I would have to like get off social media, to be honest, because to me to have all this whiskey and not be able to drink it?
Because you got a fortress of whiskey over there.
I literally think that like I would go into depression. It'd be depression. I'd be like,
well, just kill yourself. Just get over with.
I'll hopefully you could do it for me.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll feel honorable doing that. I'll be doing you a favor.
I'd be like, wait a minute, Cody. I don't want to be pushed off this.
And then I'll just take all your shit. But yeah, it's all mine now. Perfect.
I mean, I give you this bottle and be like, all right, Cody, hit me with it. Hit me upside down. And I go like, wait. Is it going to hurt? Wait a minute. All right, maybe you could just drown me. You just drown me. Hold me down, whatever. And then I was like, starting like, wait, I can't breathe. Cody, that's the point. You ain't supposed to breathe no more. It's just like, it's hard dying. I'd be like, become the biggest bitch. Like, I get his book of world records of like attempted suicides that failed. try to push me up the building. We go like to the highest skyscraper. I'm like, wait a minute, Cody, I changed my mind.
Be the most indecisive motherfucker of all time. Like, I didn't think this through, did I? Shit.
Yeah. So you know black people don't commit suicide. We be looking at that shit going like, yeah, we gonna do it anyway. And then we look at that shit and go like, nah, fuck that, Coach. Shit.
Man, I'm good on that.
You try to push me into traffic, I push you instead. Be like, hey, wait, Cody. let me just see what it look like first.
Yeah, you probably... Yeah. Yeah, you try to put the switch on me and shit. You would do some shit like that.
Imagine all the attempts we have.
There's all one big ploy to take me out.
Imagine all the attempts we do. You're the one that comes out injured and shit. Like, it's like... like you end up getting half drowned and shit like that, and you just like, you know what, fuck it, kill your own self, okay? I give up. Oh man. Anyway, people, we're gonna get out of here. We're done now. So that is the last drop here.
We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
We're done. So we want to send a shout out to our,
that's
our we want to send a shout out to our neighbor podcast, the Holy Drop. And
The Holy Drop,
yep. Cheers to you gentlemen over there, you know. 5% of whatever y'all make over there, it belongs to us too, by the way.
Yes.
Actually, goddamn right. I am your godfather of whiskey, baby. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And this has been another edition of The Last Drop. And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
Shit, this glass ain't dry.